I got on my gear and joined the other men on deck to await orders. We milled around, each man sticking close to his buddy. Higgins' boats would take us to rendezvous areas and transfer us to Amtrak's, which previously had delivered the assault waves of infantry across the reef to the beach. The bombardment of the beach by our warships had grown in intensity, and our planes had joined in with strafing, rockets, and bombing. Japanese planes flew over the fleet at some distance from us. Many of our ships were firing at them. An order came for all troops to go below. This was to prevent casualties from strafing enemy planes. Loaded with our battle gear, we squeezed our way back through the door like hatches into our compartment. Packed like sardines in the aisles between the racks, we waited in the compartment for orders to move back on deck. Sailors on deck dogged our hatches, sealed the doors by turning U-shaped handles positioned all around them. Like men locked in a closet, we waited and listened to the firing outside. The compartment wasn't large, and the air soon became foul. It was difficult to breathe. Although the weather was cool, we began to sweat. "Hey, you guys, the blowers!" Electric ventilating fans. "Are off. By God, we'll smother in this damn place," yelled one man. I was next to the hatch, and several of us started yelling at the sailors outside, telling them we needed air. They yelled back from the other side of the steel door that it couldn't be helped because the electricity was needed to operate the gun mounts. "Then by God, let us out on deck." "Sorry, we've got orders to keep this hatch dogged down." We all started cursing the sailors, but they were following orders, and I'm sure they didn't want to keep us locked in that stuffy compartment. "Let's get the hell out of here," a buddy said. We all agreed it would be better to get strafed on deck than to suffocate in the compartment. Grasping the levers and moving them to the unlock position, we tried to open the hatch. As fast as we turned each lever, the sailors outside turned it back and kept it dogged down. Other desperate Marines joined us in trying to unclamp the hatch. There were only two sailors outside, so with our combined efforts, we finally got all the clamps open, shoved open the hatch, and burst out into the cool, fresh air. About that time, other company came in, poured out of a hatch on the other side of the compartment. One of the sailors got pushed over and rolled across the deck. In an instant, we were all outside breathing in the fresh air. "All right, you men, return to your quarters. No troops topside. That's an order," came a voice from a platform slightly aft and above us. We looked up and saw a Navy officer, an ensign, standing against the rail, glaring at us. He wore khakis, an officer's cap, and insignia bars on his collar, in stark contrast to us dressed in green dungarees, tan canvas leggings, and camouflaged helmet covers, and loaded with battle equipment, weapons, and gear. He wore a web pistol belt with a .45 automatic in the holster.